Dear friends in the Lord, the readings of today, 22nd Ordinary Sunday, invite us to have self-reflection upon how our Catholic life could direct us. It is one sentence that changed the life of St. Francis Xavier. What does it profit for a man who gains the whole world and loses his kingdom? And that is how he has changed his entire life. He was an ambitious man, wanted to achieve great things, but the end he gave up to the Lord's calling. And that is what the readings of today invite us to have self-retrospection and to think how we can mold ourselves and become the disciple of Christ. The first reading, it tells us that what is to be a prophet. Jeremiah, a great prophet, is known as prophet of lamentation. Every time he feels that disaster talks only to him. And today, after achieving several things with the power and help of God, he had to come and lament at the presence of Yahweh the Father, saying, every time you only win over, though I do not like to go over there, you sent me. You sent me to redeem your people, to help them, you saved them, but yet still they did not accept me. They have thrown me out. And that is how he laments at the presence of God. But however, prophet did not lose his faith. And he has strengthened his faith in God the Father. He was regarded as a traitor among his own people for whom he has worked. That has pained him, that has broken him, but still he had faith in the Lord. When it comes to the second reading, St. Paul tells us to be quite different from that of Jewish people and all the other people. Catholics ought to have their own identity. It is not like the offerings that other people do, the animal sacrifice, or any of the things that they offer to the Lord. But he expects us to be quite different from those offerings. And he demands much more than those sacrifices, saying that you surrender your body to the Lord. You surrender your own self to the Lord. Your will and wisdom and knowledge, all that has come from the Lord. And once again you surrender to him and let him take possession of you. A great call indeed. When we come to that, perhaps we work against the current of the world. The world, its attractions are great for us. But however, his call is maybe contrary to the world and its situations. And it is we who have to make a judgment, a decision for our own, and call ourselves to the Lord. Gospel reading has basically two passages. The first one is rebuking Peter, saying, "Get behind me, Satan." And the second one is the qualifications of being a disciple to Christ. The situation was like this. Peter, who was there with him for 3 years, observing everything that the Lord has done for him and for all the apostles and in general for all the people. And he even has praised him that you are the Messiah. You are the Son of God who have come to bring salvation to the world. But however, this particular incident proves that he has not understood what the meaning of Messiah is. He wanted and he and his disciples, his close apostles, friends, wanted that messianic kingdom to be a kingdom on the earth. Perhaps they expected it to be a political kingdom, that Messiah will take over and he will stumble down the Roman Empire and give to the people. And these probably apostles might get a greater responsibilities in the kingdom. But however, Jesus is very clear in saying that he has to suffer and die a messianic death, a humiliating death for the sake of this people. And that is how apostles did not understand. And Peter calling him to the side and asking him, what are you uttering? What are you saying? How can you undergo the death and the suffering? And at the time, it was a clear understanding to Jesus that this man has not understood anything of his mission. And finally, he has admonished him. He has categorically said, get behind me, Satan. The voice of the same voice that he has rebuked the Satan when he was fasting in the wilderness. Which means, though these apostles were there with them for 3 years, they did not really understand what the Messiah is all about and for what he has come. And that has been the great worry for Jesus, who could not make them to understand his mission. When it comes to the second paragraph of the gospel reading, it is clearly said, and it is for all of us. Apostles are those people who were closely united with Jesus, and several times he has showed to us that there are only 12 apostles. But later on, those who have joined Jesus and his mission and the church, they are called the disciples of Christ. And it has continued, the discipleship has continued from then onwards, and it continues even today. And what could be the qualifications to be a disciple of Christ? It is to follow basically 3 conditions what Jesus has told in the gospel. First and foremost, it is to deny yourself. Denying oneself is very, very painful. We have our own schedule for ourselves. We have our own thinking, our own mind to make it. We want to act upon as we like. Don't want to break ourselves. But Jesus' demand, the first demand is that you deny yourself. Deny all your schedules. Deny everything for my sake. Then you can be a great disciple of today. We are continuing the mission of Christ today. And we are the disciples of Christ. And first and foremost condition to be the disciple is that we break ourselves. We give up our entire self and give to the Lord. And the second one is take up your cross. Not only denying oneself and possible acceptance of the trials, temptations and difficulties. This could be yet another difficult step in our own life. Taking up our own cross. Yes, there are trials, difficulties every day, every moment of our life. But how do we face them? How do we understand them? And how do we overcome them with the power of the Lord? Yes, we are to, as Christians, are to accept the challenges, and we take up our cross as it comes to us. Less painful moments, difficult moments, and sometimes very hard, difficult things. But yet, with the grace and power of God, we can definitely overcome those, and we carry our cross and follow it. And finally, following Jesus. What it means to us is to carry the same sufferings that Jesus had undergone. Of course, we may not have our physical sufferings today. There may not be persecutions. There may not be humiliations, public humiliations. But however, we got to be ready to face In other words, it is said, are you ready to stand at the cross of Jesus while dying the pain that he has suffered? Can you really share that pain? And this is what the demand of Jesus is. The demand of a discipleship is. It is to deny oneself, to take up our cross, and finally to follow. Which means today, it is to follow him and to face these three conditions. A great bishop, Dr. Fulton Sheen has said, to be a fool for Christ is the greatest compliment that the world can give to us. Yes, when we follow these three conditions, the world might laugh at us. It might say you are a fool. It might say you are not matured enough. But however, he regards us, he rewards us, saying, if the world has recognized you for the sake of Christ as a fool, it is the greatest reward that it can. Includes everything that is there. Humiliation, persecution, and even foolishness for the sake of Christ. Finally, to conclude, what could we carry the message from today's gospel especially? It is to be a person truly compassionate towards the other people. God has been so compassionate to all of us. Jesus has been so compassionate in spite of our limitations. And it is the urgent need that we be compassionate towards all the other people, including our own family member, our own children. It is truly humble. To be truly humble in the presence of the Lord is to accept whatever my status is today. And I praise him and worship him all the time. I shall not forget about him. And I surrender myself entirely to him. Truly patient in understanding other people. How far I can give my time and energy in order to understand the other people. Truly forgiving. This is the greatest virtue that Jesus has given to us. For Catholics, forgiveness is the primary thing. In our daily prayer, we mention a condition saying, we forgive those who have forgiven. God has been so forgiving to all of us. Hence, in turn, he expects us to forgive. So, when we truly forgive other people, definitely the virtue of discipleship will follow us. Truly loving. How much I can love the other people. It is said, I want to love myself. Yes, the latest modern trend is that I want to love myself. But it is added, love yourself as you want others to be loved. And you also in turn love the other people as you want to love yourself. Once again, a greatest demand for all of us. And finally, it is to be faithful. Faithful to God who has created us, who has made us, and who made what you are. You are a being because you are faithful to God. Faithful to God and faithful to each other, the family, and even to everyone, whomever you come across. These are certain principles, practical things that we can follow in our daily trials, difficulties, and all that comes. Then you can show, you can prove yourself that you are the greatest disciple of Christ who are following him. When I come to my mission, I am, as Father has rightly said, I am from India, southern part of the country. I am coming from the diocese of Belgaum. I belong to the diocese of Belgaum. At the outset, I would like wholeheartedly to thank Bishop Right Reverend Carl Kimme of the Diocese of Wichita, Reverend Michael Simon, the Chancellor, and the parish priest, Father Benjamin Sowa, and the people of Christ the Church, Christ the King Church, for allowing me and giving me this opportunity to take part in the Mission Cooperation Program 2017. First and foremost, I would like to convey to you all the greetings and the blessings of our dear Bishop, Right Reverend Peter Machado, the Bishop of Belgaum, on whose behalf I am representing the diocese. I also thank you all for investing your time and energy in listening to me and praying for our diocese. I am Reverend Father Dr. Alam Sliver Reddy, a priest of the Diocese of Belgaum. I was ordained on 1st May 1991. I have done my research and scholarly PhD in management and have been working in the institutions on different capacities. For the last 25 years, I have served as the director of higher education institutions. At present, I am the principal of St. Joseph College of Commerce, Dharwad, and our Diocesan Institute. I also worked as a parish priest, mission moderator for a few years, and now in charge of training of the catechists in our diocese. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Belgaum is located in the city of Belgaum, the state of Karnataka, southern part of India. The Belgaum Diocese was erected on the September 19, 1953 by Papal Bull, by Pope Pius XII. The Most Reverend Dr. Michael was the first bishop. The present bishop is that of Peter Machado. The diocese is administered by a different commissions, bishop as the chairman and assisted by secretary and joint secretaries. There are altogether 22 commissions. To name some of them, administering the sacraments of the church, motivating all the faithful towards strict practice of sacraments, catechism for children and adults, organizing parishes with pastoral council and forming lay faithful, evangelizing the unreached in faith formation, so on. Presently, I am here with a specific mission for two important aspects of our diocese, namely training of the catechist and higher education program. Training of the catechist. The Diocese of Belgaum has 42 mission stations. One is far from the other, and the priests find difficult to cater to the needs and of the catechism is part of it. It is the plan of the bishop as shepherd to train some interested men and send them to stay on the remote missions to take care of the catechism for the children, youth and elderly, as well as to proclaim the word of God. As mission moderators, we are trying our best to walk with these people, live their faith even in their trials and difficulties, and so to spread the gospel of Christ through them. This year, few of the families who have gone astray from the church have come back with the efforts of these catechists. Since our diocese is a missionary diocese, it is finding difficult to bear the full expenses in training these catechists. These trainees have to go to the other dioceses where there are training facilities of this kind. Through the generosity of the people like you all, the diocese could train many young people to take up the challenging task of growing and developing the church and the diocese in particular. We are really grateful for all those who have made this mission possible, and still it is being continued. When it comes to the higher education, keeping the need of the hour, the diocese has ventured into higher education too. It has 5 junior colleges, 3 undergraduate colleges, and 1 professional college. There are 4 priests working in these institutions for full time as in higher education ministry. And there are few boardings attached to these institutions. The universities have several demands with regard to the infrastructural and equipment developments. Bishop is trying his best with the generosity of some of the people like you all, and there is a lot more to be done, but resources are very limited, and hence looking forward to you all for your help and concern and prayers. But there is a great concern right now. I will finish. There is a great concern among the Catholics and Christians of our country. The present scenario is drastically changing. The country's population is roughly 1.20 billion. It's about 85% who belong to the Hinduism, a religion itself. The Catholic population is that of 0.03%. We are nowhere when we compare to the other religions. We have no voice to raise or even to get our constitutional rights get done. Presently, the country is ruled by the Hindu government, and all our rights and duties of this state are not implemented at all for us. Our Catholic children do not get an admission in our own Catholic institution because of the rules imposed by this government. The youth are at the crossroads, not getting any job because of the religion. And there could be many more reasons we find that we are lost in every front. At times we feel that we are losing our identity and felt discriminated. We are almost on the verge of losing or testing our own faith. But we are strong and we are brave enough to maintain that faith within ourselves. So once again, this is the scenario that we have in our present India. So I request earnestly to pray for all of us that we may increase our faith and we may continue to practice the discipleship of Jesus.